Okay, so we all know that Milwaukee is a beer town, but if there were ever a beer that truly represents the city, Susie Seidelman says Pabst Blue Ribbon is it.
Pabst is from Milwaukee, and so much of the brand's everything, its authenticity, its draw, its appeal, its marketing, has to do with Milwaukee.
Seidelman and more than 2,000 others are members of a group on Facebook called Milwaukee Should Own Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It's right on the can. It's all over the website, all over the promotional materials. We've really made this beer what it is.
The brewery was founded in the 1840s by Jacob Best. It closed in 1996. The brand was last sold to C. Dean Metropolis in 2010. Earlier this month, he mentioned that he's considering putting the brand back on the market. Susie Seidelman sees it as an opportunity to bring Pabst home.
I mean, that would be beautiful, but to do it in a way that creates an ownership model where it's community-owned, where the structure of ownership prevents it from ever leaving again, would just be incredible.
The Pabst brand has an estimated worth of between $500 million and $1 billion. Seidelman says they don't expect the city to pony up that kind of money. They're envisioning more of a Green Bay Packers model.
We would have the brewery be community-owned by the city of Milwaukee. We would put the call out to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of investors asking for small support in the form of purchase shares. Our supporters won't ever see a profit, but they will see a huge profit in the money that goes back into the community of Milwaukee.
Seidelman says this could be a full circle moment for Milwaukee.
Before the great job exodus of the 1980s, Milwaukee had an exceptionally high quality of living standard for all of its residents. And when you look at these statistics now, they are worse than the exact opposite of what it used to be.
Seidelman mentions high black infant mortality rates and segregation.
We have big problems that are rooted in our history.
Seidelman says maybe, just maybe, bringing Pabst back will help cure some of the city's social ills. While the Pabst Brewery closed nearly 20 years ago, remnants have remained. Pabst used to occupy 7 city blocks with 28 buildings. 14 remain, and a huge Pabst sign still hangs between 2 of them. The UWM School of Public Health now occupies one of the buildings, and since 2001, Jim Hurdle has occupied another. He owns Best Place Tavern. The name comes from the original Pabst founder.
This was called the Visitor's Center, and this is where the tours would begin and end.
Pabst memorabilia is all over the bar. A lot of it is for sale by people who've had it for years.
Most of the pretty things you see are from consignees. Most people have these things in their basements, in their rec rooms, in their pole barns, in their attics.
Hurdle offers tours of the former Pabst Brewery several times a day. He says he has space if Milwaukee decides to actually move forward and purchase Pabst.
We have their former corporate offices. We have Captain Pabst's old office, even his roll-top desk, which we would gladly save for the president.
Some members of the Pabst family would also like to see headquarters and maybe even brewing return to Milwaukee. Bridget Burns is the great-great-granddaughter of Captain Frederick Pabst. She lives in Montana now, but she's helping the effort to bring Pabst back to Milwaukee by building a website for the group behind the movement.
You've got all the history there. You know, the Pabst Mansion, Pabst Farms, you know, all the different homes, you know, that all the Pabst family, you know, has lived in. Yeah, I do think that it's the quintessential Milwaukee beer. It's definitely, it does not belong in Los Angeles.
Right now, the push to bring the company back is in the early stages. Organizers are trying to gauge the interest of the city and get the attention of the owners. LaToya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.